this week in Wagga, we will be hosting the heat, or a heat, for the world's richest greyhound race. And the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds is concerned about the safety of the dogs. They say Wagga has racked up one greyhound death and 61 injured dogs since the start of the year. Dennis Anderson is the national president of the CPG and joining me this morning. Dennis, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
What are your concerns about animal safety when it comes to greyhound racing?
Well, our concerns are that we're still experiencing deaths and injuries on the track. Now, you gave the figure for Wagga. The figure for New South Wales so far this year is there's been 32 greyhounds euthanized by vets on the track, and there's been another 1,800 dogs injured. In addition to that, we've identified approximately 80 dogs that have been euthanized off the track as a result of injuries occurred either during racing or during trialing. Now, we see this as animal cruelty, and we believe that in 2020, there's no place for animal cruelty as public entertainment or for profit.
What would you like to see changed?
Well, we'd like to see the industry shut down, but we realise that's not going to happen in the foreseeable future. So what we'd like to see is improvements made to the tracks in accordance with the recommendations of the University of Technology, Sydney. They were hired by Greyhound Racing New South Wales in 2016 to investigate how tracks could be improved to reduce the death and injury rate. Now, the three main recommendations that came from that study was to reduce the race field from 8 dogs down to 6, to race on straight tracks, and to reposition the lure in the centre of the track. Now, that report was given to Greyhound Racing New South Wales in 2017, and unfortunately, they haven't implemented any of those major recommendations.
I can see why racing in a straight line could be problematic. It might just the logistics and the way the whole thing is set up would make it almost impossible to change the way, you know, the conformation of the track, wouldn't it?
Yes, they would have to construct dedicated straight tracks. Now, there is a so-called centre of excellence being proposed by Greyhound Racing New South Wales for the Northern Rivers, and that is supposedly going to contain a straight track, but it will also contain an oval track. So our question to Greyhound Racing New South Wales is, given the information that UTS provided in their report, why are you constructing another oval track?
All right. How does your organisation work with breeders and trainers?
No, we don't work with breeders and trainers. The people who work with the breeders and trainers are the greyhound rescues. There's a number of private greyhound rescue organisations. We liaise and work with them, but we don't work with the breeders and trainers directly ourselves.
Could it be said that you might have more to gain if you worked more cooperatively with the industry?
Well, we work cooperatively with the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to achieve is not only improvements to the track, but improvements in the rehoming of greyhounds. We did a study recently based on the latest figures for financial year 2019-2020, and we've identified that in that last financial year, there are over 2,000 greyhounds that can't be accounted for in New South Wales.
So this would be similar to the concerns that are being raised about the thoroughbred racing industry. Would you draw any similarities between the two?
Absolutely. And the similarities are money. Both the greyhound racing industry and the thoroughbred racing industry are all about profit and money. They're not about animal welfare.
There are a lot of people involved in that industry, though, who do the best they can. Not everyone is, you know, completely motivated by money. There are a lot of people in greyhound racing because they love the sport.
Well, I can only say this. When you put a dog in the starting box, you have no idea if that dog is going to be killed or seriously injured during that race. And if you truly loved something, you would not put it in that circumstance.
So what would you like to see happen in the short term? What would be the ideal outcome as far as your group is concerned?
In the short term, reduce the race field from 8 down to 6 and reposition the lure from the inside rail to the centre of the track. Now, we have done our own in-depth study on reducing the race field, and we've also proven that by running 6 dogs instead of 8, you will reduce the death and injury rate. You won't eliminate it. Now, 6 dogs is the maximum number of dogs that are allowed to race in the United Kingdom and Ireland. So what we're calling on the industry to do is reduce the race field from 8 to 6. That would cost Greyhound Racing New South Wales nothing.
Dennis, interesting speaking to you this morning. We have a call into the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission for a response to your concerns, and we will bring you that response as soon as we can. But thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much for allowing me to speak.
Dennis Anderson is the National President of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, talking there about the concerns that the organisation has about welfare of greyhounds. And, of course, that is in the lead-up to the fact that a heat for the world's richest greyhound race is set for the Riverina for this week. On ABC Riverina, 7:20.